Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you as we approach Father's Day weekend. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, visit valentine.com or visit valentine.org. Either one of those will get you to find out 50 things to do or more here in Cherry County. Canoe trips, maybe some walleye fishing on Merritt Reservoir, a trip out to do some great fishing on the Valentine Wildlife Refuge. Lots of things to do. Go to visitvalentine.com.
Hey, Mike, what have you read from the Tri-State Livestock News lately?
Well, you know, just to show you that they cover all the bases, there's a nice article in there about the Society for Range Management and their high school youth forum involving youth, more than just a speech contest. And in the B section as well, how about Penny Schlegel's column about the South Dakota Junior High Rodeo Association? You'll find some familiar names there as well. So there's things for youth in that Tri-State Livestock News as well.
That's right. Make sure you check them out. Visit them online at tsln.com.
I found this on Facebook page recently, so really no idea who gets the credit, but it's a great sentiment, so we wanted to share it for you here on The Good Stuff. It's apparently written by a farmer's wife. I was tired. I was irritated. I had left my husband a note telling him that I knew it wouldn't make a difference, but I wanted him to know that I was feeling fed up with how much he works and with all of that I have to do every day myself. The full-time job, cooking dinner, bathing kids, weekend trips without him, keeping up a home, you name it, I was resenting it. I have to have these little moments once, or okay, several times, throughout planting and harvest season. Then this happened. He came in, fixed his plate, and sat down to eat all alone. He was tired. He was hot. He was exhausted. Rather than complain, he said that he was sorry I was tired and felt that way. Our daughter joined him and talked his head off, even ate most of his dinner. He didn't complain. He shared, and then it hit me. Do I wish that we saw him more than an hour or so every day? Yes. But the love he has for our land is something to envy. Farmers work in a thankless profession. It's always non-GMO, this and organic, that. And let's not even talk about the stress from Mother Nature. This is a man who is working to uphold four generations of blood, sweat, and tears, and showing his children the value of hard work and discipline. So while I felt frustrated, I really should have felt thankful. I got to sit down to dinner and hear all the stories from the day with the kids. I got to give them a bath and hear their squeals and giggles. I got to snuggle and love on them for 3 hours more than he did. He is the one sacrificing, not me. We will keep on keeping on until the next rainy day when we get a few extra hours with our hard worker. In the meantime, the next time you slip into that comfy cotton shirt or eat delicious farm fresh food, be sure to thank a farmer or a rancher. Where would we be without them? Just a little something that was out there on Facebook, and I thought it would be nice to share with everybody out there in our area.
Mike, it was the coldest winter ever.
Not the coldest winter ever.
The coldest. Many animals died because of the cold. The porcupines, realizing the situation, decided to group together. They were covered and protected, but the quills of each wounded the closest companion. After a while, they decided to distance themselves and they began to die, alone and frozen. So they had to make a choice, either accept the quills of their companions or disappear from the earth. Wisely, they decided to go back to being together. They learned to live with the little wounds that were caused by their close relationships because the most important part was the heat that came from the others. They were able to survive. The best relationship is not the one that brings together perfect people, but the one that forms when individuals learn to live with the imperfections and admire the good qualities of others. The moral of the story? Learn to love the pokes in your life.
All right. Here's a couple things that I've learned, the enlightened perspective. I've learned that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. I've learned that it's those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular. And I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. Some things to remember with some enlightened perspective today. And now you know, because you've been listening to The Good Stuff.